Well, we've made it over to yours. This is the third and final part of my 30 Ways in 30 Days series, an overview of the up-and-coming consulting platforms in the bovine consulting industry. If you haven't already checked out parts 1 and 2, I invite you to go back and listen to my first 20 consulting recommendations. There are some real diamonds in the rough in there for those of you who are looking to leave an impact on your clients through your brain and not with your body. The reason I created this series was because of my passion for encouraging young vets and vet students to take up their own mantle and stake their own claim in this world. I strongly believe that everybody needs that one, or maybe more than one, area of specialty they truly enjoy doing, or they run the risk of burning out in the long run. Knowing this, today's episode will continue just like the previous two episodes. We will discuss the 10 final consulting categories that could easily become a cornerstone to any ambitious veterinarian's consulting resume. Within these 10 topics, I will drill down on my three favorite consulting opportunities. These are the areas that I feel have great potential to develop into key consulting areas in the future, are easy for new vets to uptake, or are currently underserved. So stay tuned, OTRs, for part 3 in the 30 Ways in 30 Days series. So the real challenge is, how do veterinarians like us, who don't have the time, resources, or financial backing of a multi-million-dollar company, who are faced with irregular work schedules, on-calls, and emergencies, how can we facilitate our own personal and professional growth so we can continue to offer superior service to our clients while still remaining competitive in today's market? That is the challenge, and this podcast will provide you the roadmap to its solution. I'm your host, Dr. Eric, and welcome to Operators to Owners. Welcome back, OTRs. Before we begin today, I want to issue you a challenge. And my challenge to you, OTRs, is I want to see you in the next week review and select one of these categories, one of the 30 ways in 30 days, and begin to create a plan for implementing it yourself. Please, please, please refrain from just listening to this podcast and going about your day-to-day activities, and instead engage with me in active growth by taking 10 to 15 minutes to think about your favorite category from this series and just how you would begin to implement it in your life or in your practice. For as author and mastermind coach Toby Brockner once said, "Ideas, even great ideas, are a dime a dozen. Without implementation, without action, those ideas are ultimately worthless." And this goes for anything in life, but doubly so here. Please don't just listen to me talk about 30 different consulting areas. Please take up that mantle, pick one, and run with it. See what you can turn it into. With that said, let's get right into the final 10 consulting categories. Consulting category number 21, networking and tours. Once again, we can come to the realization that we are some of the best first individuals when it comes to different ways to run a farm. Most of us will have serviced between 20 and 30 different operations each month. During these visits, we see many different management practices, facility designs, and cow flow plans. Not all are applicable to each individual client, but each can help address future concerns about expansion or improving aspects of other operations. Showing our clients alternative ways to potentially run their operation, things they might not have thought about, can be very, very eye-opening for them. It can allow them to think in ways they might never have considered before and might even make their lives significantly easier in the long run. This is why, in our practice, we encourage all our young farmers to visit and work at as many farms as possible before returning to their family farm. You can create this pseudo-educational environment with your clients by offering to set up tours between different clients. This can be arranged on a recurring basis or just as a one-off deal to help a client that is potentially remodeling or expanding, and you just want to help them see some alternative systems. Again, by being the expert in what your client might need, you can steer them towards operations that could potentially address or find solutions to their potential or current problems. Consulting category number 22, farmer masterminds. Again, OTRs that know me know I can't say enough good things about masterminds. They provide a means to educate your clients in a short period of time in a directed manner that they choose while allowing them to access the combined brain power of themselves and their peers. And these are the peers who understand their pain points as well as potential solutions better than almost anybody else can. This past year, we hosted our first mastermind, our first farmer-driven mastermind. We invited 5 young, next-generation farmers to attend 5 sessions over the winter months. At each session, we taught a short lesson, 10, 15, 30 minutes in duration. And this lesson varied from drug treatment economics to discussions about personality type. But the real power from these meetings came from the 30-minute hot seats. And this was when I got to see the young, up-and-coming farmers being able to unload their problems and discuss them with their peers in a group setting. And lo and behold, most of them suffered from the same types of problems. But they were each dealing with them in a little slightly different way. And they were able to share these differences and how they were dealing with them with each other. The volume and quality of the ideas being tossed around that room was astonishing. And in addition, my colleague and I noted that many of the recommendations that we as their herd veterinarians have been trying to get implemented for years were mentioned by their peers, and suddenly they were ready to be readily implemented once that information was presented from their peers versus us. I cannot understate the value we received from these sessions. And I can't understate the value that our clients took home from these sessions. And this was just our first pilot study. We walked away with insight into how our clients think, how our clients make decisions, and how they can impact each other through peer groups. And we intend to expand this service next fall and into the winter into more meetings with more groups as we develop it further. Consulting category number 23, management trainings. Few, if any, farmers have received any formal management training. Heck, few vets have even received formal management training. But if you take the time to do an online training, or if you're already well-versed in people management, this might be a great area for you to develop. Simple management areas such as how to run a meeting, basic HR skills, and how to manage people in a workforce are all things that many farms are clamoring for now. This is particularly applicable with farms that have undergone recent expansion within the last 10 years or farms with greater than 5 employees. If the thought of helping with or training on these management topics is scary to you, then instead seek to be a broker between someone who does this professionally. Link up with someone you like to work with in HR or management coaching. Reach out via LinkedIn or other professional networking media, or simply even ask your drug reps if they would recommend somebody to help you and your clients. You don't always have to be the expert, but if you know the expert and can facilitate the interaction between your client, their employees, and the expert, you will provide endless value to your client as well. consulting category number 24, farmer leadership. Strong leaders make strong organizations, and this is just as true on a dairy. Again, much like management training, few farms have undergone leadership training. With the modernization of the commercial dairy farm continuing, more and more operations are being approached as businesses rather than farms. And this means we need to help develop the key skills to lead this business so that it can be successful in the long run. Providing leadership training to your clients is something that will benefit you as much as them. It will likely require you to go out and acquire additional skills, training, or certifications, which in turn will develop you. Bonus points, OTRs, when you convey the potential uses of such a training to your employer and or obtain these skills as a business expense instead of out of your own pocket. If you do this properly, you will craft strong leaders on your farms that will want to work with you and continue to develop with you and your clinic long into the future. Consulting category number 25, pest management. Now, this is neither a glamorous nor common area vets choose to participate in, but it can be hugely important. Think about your operations last summer. How many of them suffered from fly pressure that mimicked heat stress? How many times have you been slapped in the face by a shit-covered tail while wrestling the cow next to her? How many enteritis cows have you treated that were fed from that bag perforated with holes from those darn raccoons? Most of us prefer to be hands-off with pest control, myself included. But there are some very basic things that we can do, as well as acting again as a middleman for connecting our clients to other experts. Doing a little basic research on fly control, such as controlling manure handling, feed additives, premises maintenance, cow level control, perimeter sprays, and resistance all can help your clients, as well as organizing a meeting between your client's pest control company, your client, and yourself to clear up goals so that everybody is clear on what exactly we're trying to accomplish. Maybe it's something as simple as bringing in a consultant from one of your feed companies to discuss control. However you do it, your client will value the input and the cows will as well. Consulting category number 26, protocol updates, audits, and standardization. Nothing can be as eye-opening as visually auditing an on-farm protocol, and this is why I selected protocol audits as my second big three consulting area. What's on paper versus what is done on a farm often differs considerably. The regular review and updating of protocols allows you to prevent normal protocol drift, or the natural tendency by people to seek out easier or more justifiable variations of day-to-day standard operating procedures. Auditing can clearly indicate which areas need review more often or which areas need complete retraining. Our clinic has fashioned an entire consulting platform off of this premise. The FOCUS program exists to annually review and update protocols in the fresh cow, young stock, training, drug usage, utter health, and goal setting arenas. By making this an emphasis, we've been able to detect many protocol drifts on our dairies long before they become systemic issues. While not as flashy as some of the other consulting categories we've discussed, protocol audits can prove just as much preventative value to your clients as any of the other discussed categories. Consulting category number 27, drug representative management. How many of your farms have lamented having to meet with drug reps? Growing resentment of dealing with the dance that is the drug rep and producer interaction and the annual pricing changes seems to be the bane of many farmers' existence. And this is why we've attempted to help take this over, facilitate it for our clients. We often act as a gateway to them, shielding them from unwanted interactions and even becoming the primary contact point if the client wishes this. This can also allow for a more informed conversation, as reps can avoid having to re-explain this year's new drug scenario over and over again. Additionally, we've been able to ease our clients' headaches by doing all of the custom calculating for them each year when each new program comes out. Plugging in the new drug plans, the volume that they regularly use, and comparing all the other company offers at the beginning of the year. Now, this is a simplified way of me explaining 10 plus hours of sitting in front of an Excel spreadsheet and continuously reevaluating this spreadsheet throughout the year. But let me tell you, your clients will really appreciate you doing this for them. And it will go a long way towards building goodwill for them purchasing drugs as well as potentially services from you. Consulting category number 28, drug usage audits. Looking for a new opportunity few people are using? Look no further than drug usage audits. These audits are not super complex. Simply collect all of the disease treatment records, the vaccination records, drugs purchased, and vaccine purchased. And then you compare the amount of drug that should have been used based upon the average animal size of the herd versus the actual amount of drugs used within the herd. Now, this isn't exactly a to the CC calculation, but instead it's a rough estimate. And what you're looking for is large discrepancies in vaccine and drug usage. Again, looking for protocol drift in treatment and compliance. Sometimes these audits can detect protocol variation, theft, shrinkage, or overdosing or underdosing. And it's a fun, eye-opening, easy exercise that can really provide some interesting discussions and value to your clients and their teams. Consulting category number 29, inventory management. My final big three consulting area is another task that most owners or herdsmen slash herdswomen despise, and that's drug ordering. It never seems as if you have the correct number. Too much, and they tie up needed cash resources. Too little, and they're always running to the clinic or unable to correctly treat an animal. Another problem is that the task is often viewed as an afterthought, not a primary task, exacerbating this problem further. By using yourself or your clinic's support staff to monitor and order drugs for your clients, you can help take one thing off your herd manager's plate. You'll also be able to do more closely monitored drug inventories, making sure that enough inventory exists to dial a system in and making sure that they are ordering the appropriate amount at the appropriate time of each drug or vaccine. The final benefit is this service will allow you to create loyalty to your drug ordering program, which can also help your clinic add value to your clients. Well, you made it, OTRs. Consulting category number 30, goal setting and 5, 10, and 15-year plans. We all know and understand the importance of having long-term plans and goals. They light the way and show us what we should be doing, as well as determine the importance of the actions we take each day. This holds true on dairies as well. These plans make sure that operations spend resources in areas of emphasis and avoid areas they don't see as goals, resulting in more desirable outcomes over time. The facilitation of this goal setting is often easier than you think. Many times, all it takes is formally asking, what are your goals in this area? To get somebody thinking about what they really want to achieve. And actions or questions like this can create clarity for your clients about what is really important to them in their operation and makes sure that they focus on those important areas. If you decide to go this route, I invite you to go and check out our blog on SMART goals, which will help you formulate effective goals for your clients. This can be found at otovets.com/blog. Well, OTOers, that's it. That's my 30 ways in 30 days list. I hope it inspired you to investigate at least one of the areas we discussed. I know there are many freshly minted vets out there now looking to make their name in this industry, and this list will help you get started. If you're considering a program but have questions, or have launched a program, or are trying to launch a program and are having problems, please join me on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central Time for an open discussion about professional development and you and your problems associated with it. Or if you prefer to work one-on-one, you can DM me at Facebook at Operators to Owners, message me through the contact sheet at the bottom of otovets.com, or email me at dr.eric@otovets.com. I'm here to help. I love listening, teaching, advising, and just BSing ideas around the horn. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me if you need help or just somebody to talk to. Until next time, OTRs, carry on.
If you liked this content and want more, join our OTO community at otovets.com/Facebook. Also, check out our blog at otovets.com/blog. And don't miss our cutting edge episodes where we cover the latest in peer-reviewed scientific research related to large animal veterinary medicine. You can find the written context at otovets.com/cutting edge, or you can listen to it at our podcast at otovets.com/podcast. Please join our community for an active discussion about today's podcast, past podcasts, and other decisive topics within veterinary medicine. Thanks again for joining us today, OTOers, and carry on.